I don't think any of us could deny the complexity of the human brain. From what we can understand about it, and we are told that scientists only understand around 60% of what the brain does, we only use about 10% of the brain's capabilities. The brain is complex by nature, and its ability is vast in what it can store and what it can recall as well in our thoughts, memories, and the sensations that truly allow us to express what the psalmist writes in Psalm 139, verse 14. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. There's something about having the confidence to say that, even though we don't understand how the brain works. But one of the greatest values that we perhaps place on the brain is that of memory. It's the place where we store our history. In our younger years, we feel that our memory is better. And then the moment comes when we walk upstairs or we walk into a room and you know what's coming next, you forget what you came into the room or you went upstairs for. Well, to give you some comfort this morning, scientists say that this is more to do with distractions in our minds rather than actually our memory not working. So if you ever want to say that to someone, then you're free to do so. But today is a significant day, and it's a day of memories, isn't it? If you watched anything of the Festival of Remembrance last night, it was surrounded in memory from the music that we hear, the hymns that we sing, the stories that are told. It's all about memory. This day of remembrance is set aside so that we won't forget what so many did for us, so that we can enjoy our freedoms today. But the further that we go from the Great War, or World War II, or indeed the Falklands conflict, and even our own troubles here in Northern Ireland, the reality is we forget more. As living memory dies out, so does the connection with the past, and we rely on stories being passed down and historical books written that capture the essence of that period in history. And I didn't plan it for this, but actually Genesis 41 is a passage about memory. Because for Joseph, whenever we left him in Genesis 40 a few weeks ago, he was dependent on memory. He had asked the cupbearer to Pharaoh to remember him to the king so that he might gain his freedom after Joseph had interpreted the dream that he would be free. And verse 23 of chapter 40 told us that the chief cupbearer, however, did not remember Joseph. He forgot him. How quick his memory went. So Joseph was left in prison for another 2 years before anyone in the royal court would remember him. But he was never forgotten about by God. Just because his situation wasn't as he would have liked it to be, it doesn't mean that he, nor more importantly, God, had left him or forgotten him. God's timing would be perfect and is perfect in this story. It's perfect for Joseph to wake up in the prison one morning and